shaking in your mountain town.
Welcome to Local Motion, where we go in-depth with local public affairs from around the KVNF listening area. I'm Jake Ryan. Today we look at the imminent DMEA board election. The Delta Montrose Electrical Association is an electrical co-op. It's a non-profit corporation that is owned by its members, the paying customers. The service area is split into two regions, the north and the south, and those are divided further into seven districts. This makes a total of 9 board members. This week, residents will elect 3 people to take up board seats, the 6th district, the 7th, and the northern region. I talked to the 8 people running for these 3 positions. The goal of today's Local Motion is to give you, the listeners, and possibly voters, an idea of who is running and what they'd like to see. We discuss the current tri-state contract, high-speed internet, and the state of DMEA. We'll start out with District 6. That's the city of Delta and the surrounding area to the west. 2 candidates are running for that seat, B.J. Brown and Terry Brown, no relation. We'll start with B.J. Brown.
My name is B.J. Brown. I'm a resident of 1812 Ash Mesa Road, Delta, Colorado. I started attending meetings last year. I became very interested in the board and its interaction and some of the issues that were taking place. And so I decided instead of being a part of the problem, I wanted to be a part of the solution. I'm qualified for several reasons. I've worked in the public for several years, 35 years in public education. So I've worked with boards. I've worked with people. I understand the interaction between board and management. I feel like I can go in and work with other board members to assist in becoming a very smooth operation at DMEA.
So what do you think about the current contract with Tri-State?
Well, Tri-State is our contract with Tri-State is pretty well set in stone. It's a long-term contract. We need to be able to work with contract. I'm not familiar with the whole issue of it or the whole contract because I'm not on the board. I would like to study that contract, and a contract has to be beneficial to both sides. It has to be beneficial to DMEA, and it has to be beneficial to Tri-State. So we need to work with Tri-State if they're going to be our supplier, and we need to get the best benefits that we can for the consumers of DMEA. Fiber optics is an issue that DMEA has taken on. We can probably assist in fiber optics. However, we need to be real sure that it doesn't interfere with our main mission of providing electricity to the DMEA service area. If there's some things that we can do, such as being letting people use our lines or even being a provider for fiber optics and it's economically feasible, then we probably need to look into that. But right now, our main mission is to provide electricity. You know, I think DMEA is on the whole been a very smooth running operation. They have a history of being very, very efficient, very productive, and I think some of the things that we want to work on, of course, our employee morale. We want to work on providing quality service. Of course, we want to keep costs low. I think all of us are interested in those things. How we get there is probably a question that needs to be answered. I've been in public service. I want to continue to be in public service. I'd like to give back to our community. I think I'm well qualified to be a board member, and I enjoy working with people, and I enjoy representing the consumers or the customers of DMEA.
That was B.J. Brown. Now we'll hear from his opponent, incumbent Terry Brown.
I'm Terry Brown. I've worked for DMEA for 37 years, and then I retired as a line foreman, which I worked in the lines. And I've been on the board for these last 3 years, and you don't get term limited until you've been on there 12 years, but you have to rerun after 3 years. So I've got quite a bit of experience, and hopefully, you know, you always want things to go your way, and it doesn't always go that way, but you got a member of 9 people, so I think I could put some insight on what's happening even in the company. You know, Tri-State was formed by the 44 co-ops, and it seems like Tri-State's on their own little agenda. So the contract is in their favor, but I think if the 44 co-ops would get together, they could have a little more control. So right now, Tri-State's in control. And so therefore, the contract is what their desires are. Right now, DMEA is running this fiber optic or broadband. They're put it into their substations, which has capacity for broadband in the community. But at this time, they're not going to put it to the individuals. It has to be an in-between person. We call it middle mile. We're doing the middle mile, and then somebody has to be the provider at the end. And we will sell it to the provider, and the provider will sell it to the members. I always like to make sure that the members themselves, which were elected by the members, that we get the cheapest rate possible, and that's my goal. DMEA's employees do make a lot of money, and as long as they're doing their job, I guess that's justified. But what I would like to do is like to see the new general manager check out the jobs and see if everybody's qualified for what they're doing. Issues that can be worked on. Well, there's 9 people on the board. Not everybody thinks the same. So my thoughts are different than other people to get a happy medium between us all. That I guess that's kind of the goal on everything.
That was Terry Brown. Let's hear from DMEA's District 7 now. District 7 includes Orchard City and Cedar Ridge. There are 3 people running for 1 board seat: Mark Eckhart, Jennifer Thomason, and Sue Whittlesey. Here's Mark Eckhart.
My name is Mark Eckhart, and I live up in the Cedar Edge area. And I was a board member from 2008 to 2011. And, really, I've been fighting with DMEA for 6 years now. I voted no on their rate increases and their budgets and pet projects. 3.5 years ago, I forced a discussion regarding pension and health care costs. Some positive changes have occurred, and these changes would have never occurred if I would not have started that discussion. I started the investigation that uncovered the Asplund tree trimming scam that DMEA was completely oblivious to. You know, if you want someone who is willing to and happy to take on DMEA and Tri-State, then that makes me the most qualified person.
So what's your views on the contract with Tri-State?
Well, you know, they call it the all requirements contract. And, you know, really what that is that's fancy language for a monopoly, and that's what they are. They have been increasing our rates just continuously for years. All the ratepayers and members can see what's happening to their utility bills. They keep going up and up and up. They completely stomped on the time of use program that DMEA had going, and that was really a bad thing. Those people are upset, and they have every reason to be upset. And now it looks like they've even now are making changes to the 115 policy, which is the amount of electricity that the co-ops can produce on their own. And these are all very bad things. I would not renew a contract with Tri-State. I wouldn't do it.
What can DMEA do to bring high-speed internet to us?
I personally wouldn't be interested in DMEA running the whole program. I would like to see private companies, you know, take it the last mile. So we're dealing with hopefully more than one company. So there's some competition going on within this thing. But, you know, I'm sure that the way this looks like it's going, it's very possible, and it should be something that we do. Your listeners just need to understand that I have in fact been fighting with DMEA and Tri-State, and this is what needs to be done. There's many changes that are going on in the utility industry, and you know, it's time for directors to make a stand on some of these issues. It's not easy. A lot of these directors just get in there, and all they do is they just go along, they raise their hand, and they vote yes on everything, on all these rate increases and all these pet projects, and it's ridiculous. It needs to end. You know, this 1930 mentality, REA mentality, this monopoly mentality that is just so prevalent within the Rural Electric Association, it needs to come to an end. They need to make a stand, because if not, this old REA mentality is just going to keep on moving right down the road, and it's the wrong thing.
That was Mark Eckhart. Also running for District 7 seat is Jennifer Thomason.
I'm Jennifer Thomason, better known as Jenny. My husband and I have owned Classic Computers on Main Street in Delta for 19 years, and we've lived in Surface Creek Valley for 31 years. I served on the Delta Area Chamber of Commerce for 5 years, and I was looking for a broader spectrum of members to serve. We've always been community-minded for the last 30 years. Our children are grown now, so we just have a little more time available to us. I'm very interested in their internet and bettering that service for all the areas, but especially the North Fork and the Surface Creek areas, because they're completely underserved. Currently, DMEA is running fiber to all of their substations, and although they would not become an internet service provider, they could allow other providers to tie into them, giving an alternate choice. Alternate choice means better competition, which could better our service because it can lower the prices and broaden the broadband. Economically, it's huge for our area. And with all these jobs going away, it's becoming a big deal for Delta County.
What do you think about the contract with Tri-State?
Well, it currently, I don't believe it's been signed. There's parts of it that I'm not totally on board with, but I would really need to read it more thoroughly. What I'd like them to continue with is the reliability, which has been, they've improved so much over the years.
That was Jennifer Thomason. The third person running for District 7 seat is Sue Whittlesey.
My name is Sue Whittlesey. I'm running for District 7 for the DMEA board, which is the Surface Creek area. Well, first of all, the reason why I'm running is I would like to keep electric rates low, or at least maybe even reduce them. And my background is I'm a CPA, so I have a lot of financial background. Plus, I raise buffalo and elk, so I'm a rancher and a small business person. So I have a lot of experience dealing with business issues. And I've been on a lot of different boards of directors of different organizations for the last 26 or so years, including some local, some national. So I have a lot of board experience, so I know what it takes to be a board member, what you have to do, you know, to be effective on the board. So I'm used to having to think outside the box, so I can bring some maybe new and different ideas. Also, I think I'm the most qualified person to be on the board at this point, because I've been really working hard to learn about DMEA. I've read all their minutes that are available, read the bylaws. I have attended the last 4 months of board meetings, the ones that are open to the public, and taken extensive notes. So I think that if I do get elected, that I would be able to have a very, very short, you know, learning curve. I would be right up to speed on what's going on.
What do you think about the Tri-State contract?
Everybody wants it adjusted so that we can produce more of our own power. Right now, it only allows us to produce 5% of our power, and we're pretty close to that right now with the canal project or the hydro project.
So what can the DMEA do to bring high-speed internet to the area?
The plan is for DMEA to be the middle mile and to let other internet service providers take it from the DMEA substations and, you know, either do, you know, their own fiber optic lines out to the houses, or like where I live, where it's remote, where I have my nearest neighbor is a half a mile away, and nobody's going to want to run that much fiber up here. And I know that DMEA has authorized, and it's probably done, it'll be done pretty soon, a study to see the feasibility of it, to make sure that the internet service providers are willing to, you know, pay enough to make it all work, you know, if they're willing to, you know, change what they do to hook up to DMEA to get the faster speeds. So that's in the works.
Again, that was Sue Whittlesey. There are also three candidates running for the North Region seat on the DMEA board. John Gavin, Steve Shea, and David Stuck are all running for one seat, which represents Delta, Orchard City, Cedar Ridge, as well as Hotchkiss, Paonia, and Crawford. Here's John Gavin.
Yes, I'm John Gavin. I'm running for the Northern District position on the DMEA board. I live outside of Paonia on a small 10-acre farm, and I work as the IT manager at Delta County Library District. I have been interested in the energy sector for quite some time. I started my career as an engineering officer in the Navy on a guided missile destroyer where I ran the propulsion plant, and that plant was a 54-megawatt plant, so it could pretty much support about half of DMEA's load. And then after that, I transitioned into the telecom industry where I got very involved in telecom services, internet services, and broadband. And just about 2 years ago, I became involved in broadband advocacy for Delta County because we have such a big problem. And through that, I started working with DMEA informally on their proposed fiber optic network. So that got me involved somewhat with DMEA, and I liked what I saw. And I think with my energy background, it was a good fit, so I decided to run. Well, I really feel that this industry, the utility industry, is going to go through a massive transformation in the next 10 years. Just look what was announced on Monday. You know, the EPA guidelines are going to change how energy companies look at their generation portfolio, and that's going to drive a huge amount of change and even dislocation in the generation side of the industry. So when I look at the tri-state contract, you know, it is currently a 40-year contract with an expiration, I believe, in 2050. And I think it's an archaic contract because it basically locks DMEA and the other 43 rural electric co-ops into buying all their power from Tri-State. And, you know, if you look at the Tri-State power plant portfolio, it's fairly antiquated. 14 coal-fired power plants that will have to be either upgraded with scrubber technology or replaced with natural gas generation or something else. So, you know, in the coming years, we can see there's going to be a lot of capital investment required in Tri-State, and who will bear that burden? It's going to be the ratepayers in these 44 electric co-ops like DMEA. So I very much favor looking at how we can restructure that contract to give DMEA more wiggle room to buy power on the open market. 2 years ago, we started working with the EagleNet organization to try to get a fiber optic cable pulled into Delta, you know, which would have been very good for the city of Delta and hopefully then extended up, you know, to the other communities. Unfortunately, the EagleNet program fell apart. That never happened. So then, you know, the next best option was to look at DMEA. And at that point, DMEA announced they were building this fiber optic network anyway, to support the SCADA network facilities that they need to run their substations. So it was a natural fit to look at maybe carving off a few fibers out of that 48-pair fiber cable and use them for public middle-mile transport. And I still think that is an absolute last-ditch option we have to fix our horrible internet service, you know, in the North Fork, Surface Creek, and, Smith Fork areas.
That was John Gavin. One of his opponents for the North Region seat is Steve Shea.
Yeah, I'm Steve Shea. We operate small feedlot in Delta. Been here 18 years on our own, born and raised in the area. The biggest reason I'm running is because I don't think that there's a lot of representation for the people that don't speak up. I think there's a need for somebody to be there to voice the opinion of the people that, you know, don't say much, especially the ranchers and farmers in our place, around us. They, You know, they talk among themselves, but they don't get out and really vocalize their opinion. I don't know how well I can do that, but I'm willing to try. Well, currently, right now, I'm on the Uncompahgre Valley Water Users Board. I'm the vice president of that board, and I'm on the board of Rocky Mountain Capital, which is an investment corporation.
What is your opinion about the current contract with Tri-State?
I know there's got to be some room in there to negotiate, especially, you know, with the coal mine shutting down, there's going to be an excess of power, you know, in an excess market. This shouldn't be raising. Every time they need more money, they raise the rates.
What do you see as the future for high-speed internet in the area?
Well, I've heard that there's a big demand for it. You know, that's the trend right now, is more communication and more, you know, more ability to do business over the internet. We're currently in that jam. Well, my wife's secretary has moved out of the state. Her husband worked in the coal mine. They transferred him to another state. So she's currently doing our work over the telephone and over the internet. And it's a challenge. To be competitive, Delta County is going to have some broadband capability because everybody around us does. I guess there's been a big conversation about my conflict of interest because I do sit on the Water Users Board, and we do have hydroelectric contracts with DMEA and this and that. My feeling is that if you're doing anything at all in the community, whether it's, you know, at the county level or, you know, at another board level or something, that you're going to have a conflict of interest. It's going to be, you know, up to either board members to say, you know, that you need to recuse yourself. I think that's up to the president of the board, or your own. You have to use your own judgment.
The third person running for the North Region seat is David Stook.
Hi, I'm Dave Stook. I live in Eckert, which is part of Orchard City, and running for the DMEA board for the North Region. Well, I'm qualified because I'm a DMEA customer. But one of the reasons I'm running is my electric bill just doubled for the year. I was a time-of-use customer, which I still am, but the rates have changed so dramatically that I've calculated that my electric bill has gone up by 100% and will for the next year. I'm kind of curious what's going on. The other thing is, I think DMEA is going to be in trouble here in the coming years, and they're going to need some innovative thinking because we've lost one of the coal mines that we supply electricity to in the fact that the coal mines closed down. So that is a major customer of DMEA's. And the other thing is that DMEA rightfully has pushed for conservation of electricity by their customers to keep their bill down. Well, that sounds good, but they're in business to sell electricity. And if you're encouraging your customers to use less, basically their expenses are not going to change, except for the cost of purchasing the power. So in the end, they're going to have to raise the rates just because people are going to be using less electricity.
So what's your view on the current contract with Tri-State?
That is a big problem. Probably we're only allowed to generate 5% of the electricity we use, and I think we pretty much use that up with the South Canal Hydro Project. And there's still so many opportunities out there for hydro production just based on the terrain with the mountains and the rivers that we have here.
What can be done to bring high-speed internet to the area?
I don't think that is an area that DMEA should be involved anymore, except that possibly our existing lines, we may be able to sell time and space on them, fiber optic lines that they have to some places within the county, and also possibly the poles that DMEA maintains to supply our power may be utilized by some company that could provide a better internet service. There may be some ways DMEA can help, but I don't think it should become DMEA's mission or a program to provide broadband service. I've been a DMEA customer on and off for 42 years, and I've always appreciated the company and the efforts that they've done to keep costs down. But I think we're going to go into a new era for electric generation and supplying customers with cheap energy is going to be a real test. It's going to be difficult, but I think it can be done, but we're going to have to be very innovative in our methods that we use. And we definitely need to get the contract changed with Tri-State. I don't know how, but it needs to be done.
That was David Stuck, the eighth and final person running for the board. These board seats go up for election every 3 years. The annual DMA meeting is this Thursday in Montrose. Members can go in early that morning and vote. More information can be found at dmea.com. You've been listening to Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Jake Ryan. Stay tuned for As the Worm Turns, coming up next.
Local motion, it was shaking in your mountain town.